Welcome to the Smart City Podcast. So glad you found us. This is a podcast focused on all things Unicity, brought to you by Cincinnati Bell's Smart City Division, fueling innovation and opportunity. I'm Annette, the Corporate Impact Manager for Cincinnati Bell, and with me today is Katie Meyer, Policy and Program Manager for Unicity. Katie, welcome to the Smart City Podcast. So today we wanted to talk about the next pillar in kind of the Smart City Foundation, and that is growing the economy.
A growing economy is, like you said, one of our pillars of a smart city, and you might reframe that as economic development. Oftentimes, cities are, you know, looking at their economic development strategies, and some of the key aspects of that would be their infrastructure, their storytelling, marketing, sense of place, and even workforce development. So our smart city program looks at that foundation of fiber, which it becomes critical in the infrastructure piece of an economic development strategy, as well as public Wi-Fi with high-speed internet and a communications platform, as well as data. So we utilize our software and our platform through the Wi-Fi to communicate with citizens and businesses and visitors around what is a community? Who are they? How do we think about storytelling through smart city technologies as a way to reinforce sense of place? So just some of those basic functions of a smart city can really align with a city's economic development strategy.
So you talked specifically, you mentioned Wi-Fi. Can you talk about how public Wi-Fi attracts and retains people and businesses?
A lot of cities are facing this conundrum of the cost of communication. We don't have those centralized newspapers anymore. It's hard to do mass marketing. People receive information in different ways. So that Wi-Fi portal can be an on-the-ground mechanism to communicate with stakeholders, residents, citizens, whoever it may be, and let them know about what's going on in the city, anything from public events to information that a city might need to relay around trash collection, maybe the dates have changed because of a holiday. So all of that communication mechanism is there. But even more than the communication, the public Wi-Fi collects data that can be really helpful in understanding what the traffic flow is, especially pedestrian flow in a community. And that data can be utilized to help support attraction and retention of small businesses. So if a downtown, for example, has vacancies and economic development director or department is trying to fill those vacancies, they can utilize that data to explain, this is what our foot traffic looks like. Mm-hmm. So for example, 2,000 people walk by here every day. And that sort of information is a competitive advantage mm-hmm. to other cities who would not have that kind of information that a business could utilize to make decisions about where they want to locate.
That's really cool. I think that's more strategic than I thought it would be. Initially,
but. Yeah, well, and same with retention. You know, oftentimes small businesses are working from instinct. They don't mm-hmm. have a lot of the data that bigger businesses have. They don't have that expertise mm-hmm. or those departments. So understanding the flow, whether it's month over month, day over day, hour over hour, can help them make adjustments and make data-driven decisions to be, you know, to be more profitable mm-hmm. in the end. For example, in one of our smart city deployments, we found that the foot traffic on Mondays was just as high or even higher than Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but we see that a lot of small businesses close on Monday. A small business having the data that demonstrates what traffic flow looks like in their direct environment can help them make decisions to better position, whether it's how they turn over their retail or when their hours are, or even looking at things like, I know that October we have the most foot traffic versus January we have the least, so how can I plan my investments and my how much revenue I'm going to bring in and prepare for those sorts of things based on the data that's available to me.
So would a small business actually pay for that data, or is that kind of provided by the city through the partnership that the city kind of invests in?
When the city owns the data, they have a number of opportunities to help support that business retention by sharing that data. You know, one way to do that is to bring the business community together and share the data with folks and have a conversation about the implications. Another way that a city might do that is to have an open data portal. Mm-hmm. So obviously this data would be stripped of any personal identifiers, but it would allow the businesses to make their own analysis. We also have the option to export data and email it out. So you might use a listserv mm-hmm. to help get that data into the hands of the businesses so that they can analyze it on their own.
So you said that some of the data is stripped of personal identifiers. Is that kind of a way of making the data, I don't want to say safer, but kind of protecting the identity of, you know, pedestrians and citizens?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is going to be an ongoing tension. We see in big businesses, like, you know, your mega stores, they're collecting this data, but they're privately owned and they don't really have to worry about citizens' private mm-hmm. data mm-hmm. the way that a city government would. So, you know, I do think that a city has a responsibility to their citizens to protect their data, mm-hmm. their personal data. And so being able to take away anything that might be personally identifying would be a first step of protecting their community mm-hmm. As they share it publicly.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It makes me feel much better about it because I was getting a little nervous about data usage. But so I think you summed everything up really, really nicely for us. But what's one takeaway that everybody should have after listening to the Smart City podcast?
In terms of a growing economy, the way that these smart city deployments can help a city make more strategic decisions, help a business make more strategic decisions, is really going to create a competitive advantage from one city to the next. And so I think it's really critical that our communities start thinking about how are they using data and how could they use it better. And if they don't have access to the data, you know, maybe they are going to potentially lose business opportunities or new resident engagement opportunities. And, you know, that's something that, you know, they need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Smart City Podcast. This episode was hosted by Annette DiTommaso, with editing and production by Matt Mulcahy. Special thanks to today's guest, Katie Meyer, an expert on all things Smart City and one of the leaders of Unicity, Cincinnati Bell's Smart City Division. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email at unicity@cinbell.com. That's unicity@cinbell.com. Or visit unicity.cincinnatibell.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope to have you back soon.